Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am excited and embarrassed. The reason I'm embarrassed is because I met this person probably 5 years ago, and I could have swore I had her on the podcast, but I haven't. So this is her first time on. Her name is Janice Pettit, and Janice is the CEO of the 10X Zone. And she was a speaker at the NAMS conference that I was at, and she is just a dynamo. So Janice, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm so excited to have you on. I'm glad we connected. This is the beauty of social media. We're just kind of chatting along. It's like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? And you said, sure. And then I found out I haven't had you on before. That's my bad. So anyways, I'm righting a wrong today, and I feel damn good about it. So anyways, what I need to do is get people to know you and who you are. Not only are you coming from a town that I like, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, but you went from being somebody who was a performer on Broadway and TV and all kinds of stuff to now helping people get noticed online. So how did you go from being a Broadway actress to helping people act out their dreams?
Well, it was a long journey, I can tell you that. Over the last 32 years, I've owned four businesses. My first business was a consulting business in New York, teaching people public speaking and communication skills. And I just kind of rolled into that when I decided to move out of show business. And it was interesting because something I always remember from those days, Brian, is that people would say to me, and these are corporate executives, that public speaking was scarier to them than dying. They'd rather die than speak. You know, and my job was to make them comfortable with speaking because they needed that to move their careers forward and they needed that for their companies. So that was the first business. Then I owned a restaurant in New York, then a publishing business. And then 17 years ago, I started my current consulting business. So it's been quite a up and down journey.
And that's awesome. And so today's topic is going to be how to become a sought after expert, even if no one knows you now. So can you give us just kind of a broad brush overview of the concept? And I know that you got four things that you want to talk about, the four steps to this, but give me a broad brush overview. So who doesn't want to be an expert in what they do? And I think becoming an expert in today's noisy world is getting harder and harder and harder.
Well, experts are in demand right now. The consulting business, according to Forbes magazine, is growing at a phenomenal rate. And companies are interested in hiring experts and consultants because, number one, they can't find the talent that they need. And number two, it's less expensive to hire a contract consultant than it is to hire an employee and pay them a healthy six-figure salary with benefits. So even if you're not a corporate consultant, I know consultants that their expertise is something like dating over 50. You know, so it doesn't have to be corporate, although we work with a lot of people that are experts in some kind of, corporate environment, or they're medical experts. But most people have this little spark of brilliance in them, Brian, and it's the one place where they can make an impact on people and organizations.
That's awesome. And I think the one thing that you're bringing to the table is, you know, everybody's got that superpower. You know, what is your superpower? My superpower, took me years to discover, is teaching. So how do I take that teaching and turn it into something that I can monetize, that I can make a living at, that I can help other people, whatever your goal is, right? That's kind of what you do.
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with you. Like, I understood that my superpower was transformational teaching. That's what I call it. And it's really about helping people do something exceptional and teach them how to do that and assist them in doing that.
So you have four different key things that people could and should be doing to get themselves noticed, because that's really it. I mean, the bottom line is nobody can hire you if they don't know you exist or they don't know about your superpower or what you bring to the table. So let's start off with the first one. What's the first thing?
So most people, you know, they really, if you have a business, you're struggling to get clients and leads when you first start out. And the big issue is you're not getting enough traffic. And really, traffic is simply visibility. It's standing out and getting people to pay attention, want to follow you. So you've got to have a way to build visibility or you remain a best kept secret. And you could be the most brilliant entrepreneur in the world. If you're a best kept secret, you're going to struggle and you're not going to succeed. So we want to, you know, prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. So there are basically four ways that are really, really relevant today to build visibility. The first one is TV and video. And I combine them because they're in the same category. The second one is podcasts, which of course is exactly what we're doing right now. The third one is speaking, public speaking. And the fourth is content distribution. So once you have this collateral, you have podcast interviews, TV interviews, whatever, or you might be writing as well, you might be doing articles, you've got to distribute it in multiple places where your audience is present so you can get in front of them. So we work very specifically with developing that visibility and media strategy for clients who really, really want a bigger audience. They want a national audience. And what's amazing to me is that, you know, thousands of videos are watched on YouTube every minute. And we do a lot now with streaming TV. So streaming TV is the wave of the future, but it's already here. There's network TV, which is ABC, NBC, CBS, and you know, we can sometimes get people booked on those networks locally, but streaming TV is 8 billion hours of content are streamed every single month on streaming TV. So people are you know, cutting the cord and they're going to streaming TV. So these things are really relevant, Brian. And I know Inc. magazine says that audience experience will become more important than ever. It is more important than ever, giving your audience an experience rather than just data. Brands will need to think like media companies. And even if you're a solopreneur, you are a brand. Highly relevant stories will be crucial for driving action. So when we interview people, we want them to tell their story. And video is so powerful, you will not be able to compete without it. And that's right from Inc. magazine. So this is really an important and timely topic.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that people have to think about when they're thinking about video content and video streaming, because we cut the cord too. I mean, we were with Comcast and the bill was like $250 a month, and we cut that down by a quarter easily. But one of the things that, you know, people have to get used to the fact is that everything is being delivered over the internet. So even radio stations can be found on an Alexa device or your iPhone. So podcasts have become kind of the new radio stations, and radio stations are turning their content into podcasts. So I think video is exactly the same thing. It's a podcast with visuals, right?
Absolutely. And just because I think you'll get a kick out of this, I have some facts about podcasts. Mm-hmm. A research of 300,000 podcast listeners surveyed, 63% bought something that a host promoted. 71% visited a sponsor's website, and 62% said they would consider paying for that product or service. And there are 75 million podcasts downloaded per month.
And I'm proud to be one of them.
So, I mean, this is a trend that's growing. It's not going away.
Yeah. So how do people use podcasts to leverage their brand and get noticed? What are some of the best tips that you can offer?
Well, so this is the same, you know, whether we get somebody on a streaming TV show and they're, you know, broadcast on all the streaming networks, you know, and even on some local TV stations, or we're getting them on podcasts. The big mistake people make is maybe they've gotten in front of a thousand viewers or 100,000 viewers, how are they turning those people into leads or people that are in their community? So one of the things that's important is we ask them to have a call to action. What could you give of value to those listeners or those viewers that they can download, and they're willing to give you their email address? And as a result of that, you know, afterwards you can build a relationship with them. So we, how are you going to turn that into, you know, business, really? And that's what it comes down to, because these people want to connect with people that are interested in what they offer in their topic. So we work a lot with people on that aspect of it. And we also work with people on helping them tell their story. So, you know, if it's a, especially on a TV interview where that person is the featured guest, we work with them on, don't just go on there and talk about your products and your services. Go on there and tell your story. You know, what was your story? Because that people want to relate to you as a human being, not just as, say, a business owner. So all of those things are really important in making the most. And if you think of it, when you go and look at YouTube videos or whatever, you're looking at videos that are interesting. You know, you're looking at videos that somehow tell a story or share some piece of wisdom that you would really need. So it's really a process. You know, it's about getting seen on some kind of media, you know, having that call to action, distributing that content in multiple places. And I always love when I'm on a podcast, helping that person promote their podcast, you know, because it's definitely a win-win for both of us. So, you know, get them more viewers. And then finally, really understanding, you know, what your story is and how you're going to tell it.
So it's one thing, you know, the one thing about a podcast and a TV or a video that you create, and obviously, I mean, you could take your phone and do the talking head video, but we're talking about something that's a little bit more polished produced, not just you standing in front of nature, sitting there talking about the sky is blue. But when it comes to public speaking, the fear is the judgment, because it's happening at that moment, you know, where if you're getting recorded, it's different. So, but speaking is so powerful. And really think about it. You know, speaking is no different than being on a podcast. Speaking is no different than being on a video. It just happens to be in front of a live audience. So how does speaking help people get their message out there? Because obviously you're doing it locally, or you're flying somewhere and you're doing it to a smaller audience.
You know, it's interesting what you just said. I used to have terrible stage fright. And imagine that. I was a performer. And even when I first started doing public speaking, I used to have terrible stage fright and I would get very nervous. And I don't know, I finally started thinking about, what is this about? And I'm always one to say that business problems are always well-disguised personal problems. There's always some personal growth to be had from being an entrepreneur. And I realized that I was worried about people judging me. So there was a worry that maybe I wasn't being perfect when I got up to speak. Maybe it wasn't perfect. And when I started to change that mentality, to think to myself, I'm here to be of service and make an impact. It's not about me. It's something being channeled through me. So if I, you know, I'm a singer as well. If I look out in the audience and I'm singing and I see people that are touched emotionally, I know I'm doing a good job. And if I am up on a stage speaking and I see people taking notes and paying attention, I know I'm doing a good job. And I just let it flow through me. And I stop worrying about being judged. Will there always be a few naysayers? Probably. I don't know. I guess so. But who cares? The idea is that you're helping the majority of people. And when you change the way you think about it, suddenly it's actually a very rewarding thing to get up on a stage and speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, if you're starting out with speaking, like say you have a fairly new business, definitely first go after the low-hanging fruit, which is your local audience. It's the fastest way to get clients. So there are professional associations, there are trade shows, there's meetup.com. We have a ton of meetups here in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of networking groups, and I say pick the ones where you're going to find people in your target audience. There are usually conferences that come to town. There are lunch and learns. We have a couple of people here that run regular lunch and learns, and they get 30, 40 people at those. Or create your own event. I call them executive roundtables, and I used to run them. And it takes a little bit of work because you have to find a small venue. I always like to provide a little bit of food. And then I would spend a month and a half inviting people, calling them up, inviting them. And you know what? You get 15, 20 people in a room for a 2 or 3 hour event, and you can walk away with five figures in business. So, and people say to me, well, Janice, how much should I ask for if I speak? You know, if you can get a fee, that's great. And there are many speakers that get $5,000, $10,000 per speech that do it professionally. But I say, if you're just trying to build your business and you know, get your message out there, you can speak for free. And if you have a call to action at the end of your speech, you can turn that into business. So I may get up in front of a group and I say, look, I know I've had 45 minutes. I know you want to know more about this. I have 10 spots open for a free consult. Here's a sign-up sheet. Sign up and we'll talk about how to make this work in your business. And that sheet is always full. And I always get clients from it. So speaking is a great way. Now, you can also, you know, if you're good enough, you can speak at a conference where there are hundreds of people in your target audience. So speaking really is the fastest way because you are then perceived as the expert. You're the one that's in front of that group making the presentation.
And so going back to the fear, a lot of people, and I can say this from experience, is when I do conferences, they usually have, you know, a sheet that people fill out. How good was this? And you get ranked. What I've noticed is out of a room of 100 people, 80 people are going to respond positively and 20 people are going to respond negatively. Not all just like, you know, 0 stars. It might be 3 stars, which to me, if it's not 5 stars, it's like, oh my God, what did they miss? They're stupid. You know, but the key thing is you're always going to have this 80-20 rule. Is you're going to get 80% of the audience is going to love you and pay attention, 20% won't, because either they know something or they have somebody else they know in the business they think is better than you, whatever it is. You know, and the other part of it too is when I'm speaking, I sit here and say, I want to move 20% of this audience to feel something deep, you know, to feel a life-changing thought, you know, something that is going to, so if I can convince 20% of this audience to take action, that is a huge success. What that does is it takes the stress of having to give 100% of the people everything they want. And it really focuses in, and I know that through that, those 80% of people are going to get something. 20% of them are going to be absolutely moved. And there's another 20% they're going to say, meh, you know. So if you just get in the mindset of just saying, this is my goal, this is my focus, it really kind of helps you get more out of that speaking event. What do you think?
You know, it doesn't matter what you do, that 80-20 rule applies. You know, first of all, I think you have to develop a bit of a thick skin. Believe me, when I was in show business and I was going to dozens of auditions and getting rejected, kind of a thick skin. But, you know, when I owned a restaurant in New York, we had the same thing. You know, there were always people that came in and they were determined to have a bad time. And it was just a few people, but, you know, I can tell stories, you know, forever. Like one night there was this lady and these were wealthy people and they called me over to the table and this woman had ordered cappellini with tomato sauce. Now, you know, cappellini is a very soft, very thin pasta. It's angel hair pasta, right? It's about as soft a food as you could get. And she holds out her hand and there's a tooth in her hand. And she says to me, I broke my tooth on your cappellini. And I just looked at her like she had two heads. I said, I'm sorry, madam. There's absolutely nothing I can do for you. She, you know, so she had a bad tooth and she thought, well, maybe she could get us to pay her dental bills. I mean, there are always people like that. Mm-hmm. When you send out a broadcast email to 10,000 people, there are always going to be a number of people that unsubscribe for various reasons, you know. And so you can never please everybody. If you go out on stage with the intent to please everybody, you're going to be disappointed. You know, if you please, like you said, if you can please 80% of a room, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. You know, so I think that's the mentality you have to have going in. I'm here and I'm doing the best I can to serve and to make an impact and to help people. And I know some of those people will be helped.
Absolutely. So then the final piece of this puzzle is we've created content. We've got TV, we've got podcasts, we've got speeches, but there's other ways to take that content and utilize it, right? You can turn it into other things and distribute that as well. So let's talk about the fourth pillar, which is content distribution.
Right. So one thing is have a powerful call to action. And I think I mentioned that, you know, send people to an opt-in page. Maybe you have a private Facebook group you can send them to so that you can continue to build a relationship with them, because you've just touched the tip of the iceberg when they've seen you in media. Distribution, first of all, you want to make sure that you are using social media. So there are multiple video sites that people go to watch videos. YouTube is not the only one. There are at least five top sites. Distribute there for sure. Definitely you can use a video on your Facebook groups, on your Facebook business page. You can put it on your website. You can also, say you have a TV appearance video, and I'm just using that as an example. You can distribute that not just on your website. You could put the link to that video as seen on TV or as seen on these podcasts. You could put it on your business cards, your email signature, your sales pages, a bio. If you send out a bio or a speaker one sheet to get speaker speaking engagements, and a speaker one sheet is like a flyer that talks about your what you're talking, what your speech is about. You can put it on there. You can put it on your social media profiles. You can put it on brochures and printed marketing materials. So there are tons of ways to distribute your content and use it again and again and again. Even say you're meeting somebody for the first time and they want to know more about your business, give them a link to your media appearances, because that automatically positions you as a top expert. So people often skip the whole distribution piece because they don't know what to do with the media that they have.
You've talked about the four key things. Number one is create the media. You know, that's create TV, video, podcast, speaking, and even speaking, you could take those slides and narrate it into your computer and turn it into a video. I mean, there's so many different ways to create content. You can have that audio transcribed and turned into a blog. I mean, there's tons of ways to take this content and have it out there. But I think the place where people miss is getting it in the hands of as many people as possible on whatever platform they want, because some people like to watch, some people like to listen, some people like to read. We have visual learners, auditory learners, and tactile learners. So you've got to make sure that you give everybody the opportunity to consume your content in the method that they want to. So awesome, awesome, awesome advice. Now, this has been a ton of content, but I know you've got tons more. So if people wanted to learn more about how to do this or some of the processes that you use, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you know, I have a book and it's basically written for consultants. It's called The Client Multiplier Method, How to Build a Highly Profitable Consulting Business That Makes an Impact. But it really applies to anybody who's an expert. And if you go to clientmultipliermethod.com, you can get access to that book, and there's some free training behind it as well. The other place is, if anybody needs to talk to me specifically about how can I build more visibility in my business, my particular business, because every business is different, they can simply go to talkwithjanice.com, talk with Janice, and schedule a time to have a conversation. And then, of course, our website that explains everything we do is at the 10xzone.com. That's the number 10, the 10xzone.com. So there are a couple of different ways. So there's client multiplier method, talk with Janice, and the 10xzoneall.com.
Awesome. And if they wanted to follow you on social media or email you, is there a preferred method that you like to give out?
Well, LinkedIn is just /Janice Pettit. You know, the link is the same for everybody, /Janice Pettit. Mm-hmm. Facebook, our business page is at Get Big Results. And just do a, if you're really having trouble, just do a Google search for Janice Pettit and you'll come up with my social media profiles.
Awesome. Hey, Janice, this has been long overdue, but well worth the wait. So thank you for coming on and dropping some incredible sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. It is such a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting you in Raleigh, North Carolina one of these days soon.
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.